ماشي كوسه او عايز توصل لاخر عند ايسه في ديره دي عندي عندي لوخ شلي خلوخ شيخ غير كيلو اخمي اللي لاخر عند ايسه ولو يلي لاخر مش راي في it so he says vein peu ze mucha bimish de adra bi kol mei ma bi lachl mishalei isnei du mit mit dam und fras mach gat mach shrei khloch di iste ba do ve lo ze mot in di rabin ki pas now let's see what the mission is tainis against the kes mission is pshat in the rai now so he says it's a very long lachl mishnei but we just want to see I mentioned what the lachl mishnei says and the Kesef Mishnah is pshat in the Rambam, but the Lachem Mishneh, the last line in the first column of the Lachem Mishneh, Halacha Chav Dalet, towards the end of the line, Uvifeirush Divrei Harav Rabav Om Zal, Yesh Chiluk. The Harav Bal Kesef Mishneh Zal, Rotzo Leimar, the Rav Rabav Om Zal, Islay the Halacha Ki Rabba Kive, Ki Divrei Rabbein Zal. Elo Shesei Veir, Die Plugte der Rabbi Akiva, der habe er hier der Dames darf gehen. Die Rabbono, mit nur einem Loch, mit der Ligam, a viele Bitteer, der Dames. So, mit nur einem Loch, mit der Ligam, a viele Bitteer, der Dames. Und Rabbi Akiva, osse er bisher der Dames. Aber Kosh, er opi, wo sie, die Chiv in der Reihe bezahlt. Meine, dem Schantin der Loch, lo jeshe bisher der Dames. ולא ישיג אל רבינו על כך, אם כן מכל שכן, דלא יוכל לעם היסך ועם הזדדה. כיבם שלא יהיה איש אפשר, וכיבם דרבון הנאמרי, לישנה נפשמתינו, ועד המדת הרבון המסיד על הדמס מי עושה, כיבם דדום אלו למשמתינה, ומשמתינה דנהוך, וכמי שהיר רב אברום זל, ומינו דרב עקיבא פוליק, ואיסר אף לחוז על הדמס אבי, וכל שני גרסינו לישנה דינדינה, די אגר סנחיני כוס בלכרת, כסמישנה זל, דבר רבי כיבו עושר אפילו חוז על הדמס, כיבן דמדם ונדינה, ובנדינה עושר לאניס אפילו חוז לדלת דמס, ויסקוס מרבינו זל, והרי וזל, מיד עליהם, דלו ישיגה, so he has the cash. Now, the Raivet was not masking at Halacha Chav Gimel at all, so that means he's masking with what? The Rambam says in Halacha Chav Gimel. And in Halacha Chav Gimel, the Rambam said, Avol imom alei, muda ani mimcho. Avol no baalei, v'chein imom alei, minuda ani loch, oi mishamtin mimcho. So he's also had to stand in his Dalet Ames. He's also had to stand in his Dalet Ames. So that means that mishamtin mimcho by itself, the Rambam paskens that it has the connotation of not standing in Dalet Ames. That's standing in Dalet Ames. And by Mishamtine. And if the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonon is in regard to Menuda Nimcho, Shanei Chelach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, is also Lechel. And according to Rabbonon, is not also Lechel. According to Rabbonon, it's not also lechel. And by Mishamtin and Mucho, so the Gemara says, for Alma Lepliga Dishore. So how can he agree with the Rambam's Halochin, Yaloche Chav Gimel? So, that's the kashe of the Lechem Mishneh, the Kesef Mishneh. But the Kesef Mishneh was aware of this difficulty, so he said that the Raivet passes like Rav Chisda. In other words, that Rav Akiva is chilek not only in regard to Mimdan Lecho, but he's chilek in regard to Mishamtin Mechols. And even though Rav Chisda says that there's less man the Choshel Rav Akiva, so on that point, he doesn't pass like Rav Chisda because Abaye holds that the Halacha is like Rav Akiva. But in regard to the question is whether Rabbi Akiva is chilek only in regard to Menudan Lechosh and Echeloch, or is also chilek in regard to Mishamtinim Mecho. So, Mishamtinim Mechosh and Echeloch, so he paskens like Rav Chisda. This is what the Kesef Mishneh says. Now, so then we have to say, so according to the Kesef Mishneh, we have to say that the reason as to why the the Raived was not Masik. The Raived was not Masik on Halachah of Gimel. Halachah of Gimel is because the Raived agrees with the Rambam's Pesach in Halachah of Gimel, that if one says, Mishamtinem Mucho, Mishamtinem Mucho, so Mishamtinem Mucho, by itself, so it's also for him to stand in the Dalet Ames. Why? He agrees with that Pesach of the Rambam, because he wasn't Masik. But according to the Raived, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Raived, we have to say that according to the Raived, why does the Raived say that if someone says Minuda Anilcho or Mishamtinen Lucho by itself, so he's also to stand in Dalet Ames, because the Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva. The Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva. So if the Aloch is like Rabbi Akiva, so Memele, so then, and Rabbi Akiva is only Chechech Lahachmir. So Memele, it will follow that according to the Raived, so just as there is no Malkus in the case where he said Minudan Lochoshele Echeloch, there is no Malkus because Rabbi Akiva, it's not a certainty unto Rabbi Akiva. He's only disposed that way. So there is no Malkus. So in the case of Minuda Aniloch, by itself, or Mishamtine Aniloch, by itself, without coupling it with the expression of Shane Echeloch or Shane Echeloch, so then there won't be any Malkus. But the Rambam says, after mentioning number of the Shanes, so he says, Avoli Moma, why doesn't the Raived Masik? The answer is because that Loshna Rambam of Leike relates to the Sefer of the Rambam. The Sefer of the Rambam deals with the case where he coupled, where he used the expression of Shaneichaloch also, Shaloichaloch also. Masheinkei, the Rambam doesn't spell out that in so many words that if he says Minudaniloch by itself, or Mishamtinemucho by itself, so he's also to stand in his Daladames, that if he does stand in his Daladames, is Chayv Malkus. That the Rambam doesn't spell out. So, true, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam means that if he says Minudaniloch by itself, or Mishamtin Mucha by itself, he's also to stand in his Aladames, and if he does stand in his Aladames, he's Chayv Malkus. But since the Rambam doesn't spell it out, so why should the Raived be Masik? But it's for different reasons that the Raived agrees with the Pesach Rambam in regard to Minudan Loch by itself and Mishamtin Loch by itself. According to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, so when the Rambam says Minudan Loch by itself, or Mishamtin Loch by itself, he is also to stand in Dalet Ames. So it's not because of Rabbi Akiva, because even according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, Minudan Loch by itself and Mishamtin Loch by itself, so has the connotation of not standing in Dalet Ames. The machlokes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva is in regard to the expression Minudan Loch coupled with Shaneich Loch or Mishamtine. Minudan loch coupled with Shaneich loch, whether it has the connotation of not eating or not. So there the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Malkus, because it's not a certainty unto Rabbi Akiva. Masheinkin, Minudan loch by itself, and Mishamtin loch by itself, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, so even according to the Rabbonon, it has the connotation not to stand in Dalet Ames, so maybe there is Malkus. But according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Raived Shita is that Minudan loch by itself or Mishamtin loch by itself is stolen the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva, and for the same reason, Minudan loch, Shaneich loch, whether he is oser leachil or not, is also told in the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva. And Raived passes like Rav Chisda that Rabbi Akiva is chilek not only in regard to Mishamtin loch to Minudan loch Shaneich loch, but also in regard to Mishamtin loch Shaneich loch. So that's why the Raived says, אומר אברום, פירוש עושה להחל, בארבע המסוף, וכן משמתין ממלוך של איכלוך, so he's also עושה להחל בארבע המסוף. Why? Because of רב עקיבא. Because of רב עקיבא. But according to רבונון, so he's מותר לגמרי according to רבונון. So that's the reason as to why the Ravid wasn't masik and the Rambam's psak in הלוך החב גימול. But it's for different reasons. When the Rambam says in Aloha Chav Gimel, we do not belong by itself, we shantin lo by itself. So it's not because of Rav Akiva. Then it's according to everybody. But the Raimed is not Masik in Aloha Chav Gimel because he holds that's only a little bit Rav Akiva. Anyway, so then the Lachem Mishneh then says, Avolimoyim. So he doesn't like that one point in the Kesef Mishnes Pshat in the Raivet, that the Raivet paskens like Rav Akiva. The Raivet paskens like Rav Akiva. So, because what's the kashe? If the Raivet paskens like Rav Akiva, so why does the Raivet say V'chei mishamtinen mucho shalo eicheloch? But the Gemara says less the choshlo lod Rav Akiva. So the Kesef Mishneh is mitages that. But like the Mishneh doesn't like that because after all we see that the Gemara says less the choshlo lod Rav Akiva. So and I'm sorry, not less the choshlo lod Rav Akiva. No, I mean because the Gemara says mishamtinu loch kol almo lepligim. So true that Rav Chisda holds that Rav Akiva is chilek, but Rav Chisda on one hand says less the choshlo the Rav Akiva, and the Raivet is paskens like Rav Akiva, so he couldn't say that the Raivet paskens like Rav Chisda. But the answer on this kashi is that the Raivet holds we pask like Rav Chisda in regard to the point that Rav Chisda says that Rav Akiva holds even the case of Mishamtin and Eloch, Shelo Eicheloch, that is Osa. On that point, he passes like Rav Chisda. But in regard to the other point, that Rav Chisda says, less the Choshlo of Rav Akiva, so since Abaye, it's Mashma, holds that Aloch is like Rav Akiva, so he doesn't pass like Rav Akiva on that point. I'm sorry, he doesn't pass like Rav Chisda on that point. But the Lachem Mishneh, Lachem Mishneh says, Avol imoyim eforesh, or Rav Bes Yosef Zal, the Rav Reb Avrom Zal, Pesik Rabbonon, Ose Shapir, Dichim di bimnud elechut, uvim shamtin elechut, lo yei sheftir dalet ames, kam she yizki ra achile, havo yis apoches mimenu, di yei shef, teir dalet ames, avo lo yei chal, biseir dalet ames, vihu adin bim shamtane, the avohe, the rabbono midamel la adode, vihu posak rabbono. So the Lachem Mishneh accepts part of the Kesef Mishneh's pshat in the Raivet, but on one point he differs from the Raivet. On one point he differs from the Kesef Mishneh in the pshat in the Raivet. He accepts the pshat of the Kesef Mishneh in the Raivet, but whereas the Kesef Mishneh assumes that the Raivet pastens like Rav Akiva, so the Lachem Mishneh says the Raivet paskens like Rav Akiva. So then the Raivet Shite is not so strange. According to the Kesef Mishneh, so the Raivet Shite is very strange because on one hand, the Kesef Mishneh says that he paskens like Rav Akiva. All right, so that's not difficult. Doesn't have to pass like Rav Popper. He passes like Rav Chisda. But on the other hand, Rav Chisda says, even though Rav Chisda says less man the choshlo the Rav Akiva, and he still passes like Rav Chisda, because on that the Raivet holds that Abai is chilek Rav Chisda. So that's strange. But according to Lachem Mishneh, the Raivet passes like the Rabbonon of Rav Akiva. Like the Rabbonon. All right. Now, let's proceed with the Rambam. Yerushalmi Rav Akiva o Yochecher bozel hachmi liyaser es kol chosov kibo diteima yecham kol rechushei vihu yibode ma'avdil rabbonon chemeru binidu bez umistabrali v'hach Yerushalmi לא שייך כלל בהד הגמורה דלון. טיים את ירושלמי הוא למה שכיפי שעושה עצמי כמינודי עושה. ובגמורה דלון משום החוק יעשינה לו, ולא עם משומי. Now, this דרם can be explained in two ways. You see that the Ran says time of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that from Rabbi Akiva we can deduce the aloha that when someone is machin, that when one becomes a muchen, when best is machin someone. Not only when business machim someone, that even the Yerushalmi says that from Rabbi Akiva we can be used the aloha, that even when a person is minadi himself, we see from the Gemara on the base that a person can be minadi himself. That's the Gemara Mefureshes from Marzutre Chside. So Marzutre Chside was minadi himself, and the Nidu was chal. Even though Marzutre Chside, as he's called Chside, he was not chayav Nidu, still he was able to be minade himself, if a person is chayv nidu, that he himself, the guilty party, is capable of pronouncing the nidu by himself. So that's a double poshut, that a person can be minade himself, and the person can be minade himself even if he's not chayv nidu. Es mazutre. So the Yerushalmi says that from Rabbi Akiva it's mashma that when a person is nisnade, even by himself, not by bezin, so one is not allowed, so no Jew is allowed to have anoye from the nechosim of the minute, even if the person was minade himself. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva o yochecher bozelach, minude aniloch, Ruvin said to Shimon, minude aniloch. So Rav Akiva Yochecher Bozelahachmi. So he's also banoye. So what does it mean, also banoye? The Chimen is not allowed to have anoye from Ruv's Nechosi. So it's a raya that when a minute, what kind of a lotion did he use? Minute aniloch. So it's a raya that according to Rav Akiva, when a person is nisnade, even if he is minade himself, so one, no one is allowed to have anoye from the nechosim. That's Rav Akiva. And what's the Rabbanon? So Yerushalmi says, Ma'av noy Rabbanon, chemer hu b'nidu. And the raya, where is the mokeh? Where does Rav Akiva find that mokeh? A mokeh for this aloha. It's a big chiddush. The answer is, where is the mokeh for nidu? The psukim in Ezra. Yecham kol chushei v'chol asher yom v'lishleishes hayomim. Yecham kol rechushei v'hu yibodel mekal agelo. What's the literal meaning of Yecham kol rechushei? His property will be confiscated. In other words, that means no one will be allowed to have an oy from his property. V'hu yibodel mekal agelo. He will be a minute, the one who will not come rechushei seyomim. So that's the mokeh for Rav Akiva, that the minute, so it's also l'enis mechosov, the posik in Ezra. Now the Rabbono Nachel, can Rav Akiva? Only Rav Akiva is chichach la'achmiya. So it's also v'anoye, te v'anoye from his nechosim. But the Rabbono say that if Ruvin said, minudani loch, so one is allowed to have v'anoye from his nechosim. So, but what do the Rabbono do with the posik? Yecham kol rechushei? So mal afne rabbonon chemer hu b'nidu bez, because the pasuk in Ezra deals not with the nidu, a self-imposed nidu, but a nidu pronounced by bez Ezra. So pronounced that nidu. So in other words, so that means that Yerushalmi is telling us that where bez is minade, then even the rabbonon of Rav Akiva agree that it's also to have a new from his nechosim. And the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Akiva is in regard to a self-imposed nidu. So on that, we have a machlekes between Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel and the Ram. According to Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel, when the Yerushalmi says, Chemia Rubini do Besen, it means any Besen, even Bismanazeh. And according to the Ram, when Yerushalmi says, Ali be the Rabbanon of Rav Akiva, Chemia Rubini do Besen, he has reference to Besen Agodo Davke, like Ezra, Anshi Besen Agdeilo, Besen Agodo, but not another Besen. All right. So he says, Umistabli, the Hach Yerushalmi Lushayach Klaubahadi in Moradilon. Time in Yerushalmi Uleima, she keep me she also ats make him new day, also. Uvin Moradilon, Mishum Hachoke Asinolo, Viloi Mishum. Dilizeimeoche, Hecham Rinon, Misham, Misham Tineminoch Lukwal Mishore, Elevada Ikdamo. So one pshat in the Ran is, one possible pshat in the Ran is, that the Ran holds that according to the Yerushalmi, when Rav Akiva is Chechech Lahachmir, it's not on the basis of Neder, of Bal Yach, but it's on the basis of Nidu. In other words, there is a variance between the Iser at the Sefer of the Mishneh, in the case of Menudah Neloch, and the other examples mentioned in the Mishneh. The other examples mentioned in the Mishneh, Mudal Mucham, Fras Mucham, Kanim Mucham, Shani Eicholoch, Shani Teiloch. So why is Yosef on the basis of Neder? Because of Moliach. But Menudah Neloch, Habakivu Yechayim Zlachmi, not on the basis of Neder. But the Iser Nidu, in other words, because there is a Halacha that a person can be Menada himself the same way as Mazutra was Menada himself, even though he wasn't Chayim Nidu. So why is Rabbi Akiva Chechech Lahachmir according to Yerushalmi? Not on the basis of the Isa Neder of Bal Yachol, but on the basis of the Isa Nidu. Of the Isa Nidu. So the Rabbonon are Matir, so what are the Matir? Where is Rabbi Akiva? Says Chechech Bezel Lahachmir, that it's also teva noyefam is nechosim because of the isanidu, not because of the isaneda, because of the isanidu, because Rabbi Akiva holds that if me self-imposed nidu, aser zanoyefam the nechosim of the minude, so the rabbonon say only minude al di bez nagod, but a self-imposed nidu, this nidu was self-imposed not by bez nagod. Or any other person, I mean, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Baruch, I mean, doesn't make any difference. So then he's not also teva noyefam nechosim. So that means that according to the Yerushalmi, both Rabbonon and Rav Akiva agree that if a person says, Ruben says to Shimon, Menudah Niloch, then he becomes a Menudah. So, but according to Rav Akiva, Menudah, even the self-imposed Nidu. So it's also teva noyefam is nechosim. So that's why it's chayv lahachmir. And according to the Rabbonon, there is no iser noyefam nechosim. But what is there if somebody imposes a nidu upon himself? It's also to stand in zaladames. So Rav Akiva, Rabbonon achilik on Rav Akiva, and they say there is no iser noye, but there is just an iser to stand in zaladames. I mean, that's one way of explaining it. But the lotion of the Ran, so if the Ran had meant that, then the Ran should say like this: Umistabrali dach Yerushalme Lushayach Klau Bahade Gimore Dilon. Time the Yerushalme Ulema Shekib Mshoso Atzme Meinude Os. Why does he say Kinude? If that is the Pshat in the Yerushalme, if that is the Ran's Pshat in the Yerushalme, that according to Yerushalmi, so Chechev Lahachmir, it's on the score of Nidu, not on the score of Neder. Why does he say Kinude? It's not Kinude, it's Minude Mamish. Kinude. When Malzutre was Menade himself, so he became a Minude, not Kinude. So I think that the Ram doesn't mean that according to the Yerushalmi, when Rav Akiva is Chechev Lahachmir, so it's on the score of the Isa Nidu, in the same way as one whom Bezdin was Minade for a certain Avere, so one is not allowed to have a Noyefam is Nechosi. No, it's not here. He didn't, Mazutre had the intention to pronounce an Inu on himself. But this person did not have the intention to be Minade himself. He just had the intention to answer something. So when Rabbi Akiva Yischicher was El Hachmir, so it's on the score of Bal Yachm, of the Issa Neder. But since he used a technical term, Minud Aniloch, it's a legal term, Minud Aniloch. So Rabbi Akiva, so Mele, the denotation of Minud Aniloch, which is a legal term, is the same as the legal denotation. Now, what's the legal denotation of Minud Aniloch? Whatever the din of Nidu involves. So, if from the point of view of the din of Nidu, a minude, even a minude by himself, so it's also to have a noye from his nechosim. So, the term minude has that connotation to be also from the chosim. So, on the basis of neda, so in mishpat alosh, because nidu is a legal term, nidu, when bezin is minade. So, how does bezin say? Plainly, ebe nidu. So, nidu is a legal term. So, what? So, in order to determine the denotation, the connotation of nidu, we have to take notice of the halachas of nidu. Whatever halachas nidu involves, that's implicit in the mishpat haloshen of minud aniloch. So since, according to Rabbi Akiva, minude, it's also tevanoye from him, so mainly the loshen, the mishpat haloshen of minud aniloch, implies not tevanoye. Mashe'inkein according to the Rabbonon, so every nidu except the nidu by Bez Nagodol, does not involve an Iser Anoy. Only a special type of a nidu. But any other nidu does not involve an Iser Anoy. So if it doesn't involve any Iser Anoy, so mainly in the Mishpat Alosh, the term minude does not have the connotation of Iser Anoy. That's why the Ram says, Kim Nude, not May Nude, but Kim Nude. I think that's the pshat in the Ram. Uvidmor. So that's the pshat of the Yerushalmi in the Rav Akiva. But our Gemara is chelek al Yerushalmi. Uvidmor adilon, mishum achoke asilono, viloi mishum nidu. But according to our Gemara, when Rav Akiva says, so the pshat in the Ram is, that even according to the Yerushalmi's pshat in the Rav Akiva, it's not on the basis of Issa Nidu, but it's on the basis of the Issa Neder. But the connotation of a term is determined by the dinim of Nidu, because he used the legal term Minud Aniloch. So Mimele, but according to the Yerushalmi, the connotation of Minud Aniloch is determined by the legal denotation of Nidu. So it is determined by the legal denotation of Nidu according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Rabbonon. But there is a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon in the halachas of Nidu. So that affects the connotation of the term Minud Aniloch. That's according to the Yerushalmi. But according to how the Gemara the Ram says that Minud Aniloch is not to be understood in the sense of the legal denotation of Nidu. But it's to be understood in the sense of the connotation of Nido. It's the same word, like Nido. Nido. So, the Ram said before, we have So in other words, benidoso means in her distance, in her removal. So a woman is called nido in a certain time. In a certain time, why? Because she's removed, she's separated from her husband. So in other words, so menuda niloch is to be understood in the same sense as nido, removed, murchek. So memele. So it's not because of the legal denotation of the term nidu. So true, nidu has a certain legal denotation. And according to Yerushalmi, so menude is to be interpreted in the sense of the legal denotation of nidu. But according to Al Gemara, no. So menude aniloch is to be understood in the sense of lichuk. In the sense of Rihuk. So Mimele, since it has the meaning of Rihuk, so it's the equivalent of Muchol Kanim Mucho. So just as Muchol Kanim Mucho, so is Osea, so Minuta Meloch is also Osea. He's also Osea. And the Rabbonon say no, that the Gemara says like this, because the word, it's true that the term nidu and the term nido have a common origin. But it's two separate things, you know. Nidu has a certain legal denotation. Minute has a certain legal denotation. So the Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva says, "Binadin emuchod ikulahum lepligidosav." Even though they all have a common moker, aminadin eminude, but has the connotation of Rihuk, because it's not used at all, Nadine, in connection with the Nidu pronounced by Pesach. So Nadine Mechokul Almelech Ligidosa. So since it's not used in connection with the Nidu pronounced by Pesach, so in what context is it used? It's used in the context of Rihuk, Nadine. So Memele, it's a good lush. Mishamtin Minoch Lukul Almeshore. Why is Mishamtin Minoch? So the Rabbonon, my plea, because Mishamtinenoch is used in Aramaic exclusively Anid. Exclusively Anid. So Mimele, it's not a Loshin, it's not the same Loshin like Mirokanimcho, that he should be Osav Anoye. Or when we couple that with Achille, that it should be also Achille. Kiplige, when he says Minudan Loch, the Rabbi Akiva Sova Lishne Dinidu. Dinidu. Or, so there is another girl say, Lishne Dinadineu. Dinadineu. The Rabbonon Savre, because Mishne says that girl is a better girl. The Rabbonon Savre, Lishne Dishamtineu. So the Ram says, "The Rabbanan Sabur Lishne the Shamtinu Shaloshem Liodom Leimrei Al Nido Bilvat Al Nido Bilvat." Okay. Now, so he says, "Umistavli the Hach Yerushalmi LeShayach Klalvar Gimorei Dovon." Time in Yerushalmi Leima Shechibim Sheoso Atzmei Shechibim Sheoso Atzmei Kim Nude. So the Mele. So in the Mishpat Alosh, it implies an Israanoi, because the din of Nidu involves an Israanoi. Uvigmore de lo mishmachoka asinolo. Not that, so according to Al Gemara, it's not to be understood in the sense of Minude, that it should have the same kind of connotation as Nidu involves, but in the sense of Achoke, like Nidu. ולא עם משמיד, דליתנו אחרי, איך המדינה משמתינים לכל מכולל משורי, אלא ועד הקדמון, מי כוסף הרב רבו ובר שמואל, בפירושו, דמהוש מהילה, דמנודה, שנדעו בזדי, עושה להניס מן החוסף, In other words, apparently, Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel does not pass like Rav Akiva, and Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel, Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel holds that there is no machleket between the Bavli and Yerushalayim. So Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel holds that even according to the Bavli, so the reason is why Rav Akiva. The reason is why Rav Akiva says he's also banoye. The reason is why Rav Akiva says that he also banoye is because minude aniloch is to be understood in the same kind of connotation as the legal connotation of nid. So mele according. So too, not that Rav Akiva asks him on the score of nidu isure nidu. Of course, Rav Akiva asks him on the score of neder, but in order to determine the mishpat aloshin of a certain expression, so according to our Gemara, just as according to the Yerushalmi, we have to determine it on the basis of the legal denotation of that term. Now nidu is a legal term. So mimele, Rav Akiva says, because of the machlekes between Rav Akiva and the Chachomim is a nidudike machlekes, but it has a bearing of anido. So in other words, it's according to Rav Akiva that the minude, every minude is osea, every minude is osa banoye, so it's osa anoye, so somebody else is osea to have anoye from a minude. So mele in the mishpat alosh. In the connotation of menude, implies an isranoi. According to the Rabbonon of Rav Akiva, that a menude generally, so it's not osatev anoye famim, only a special type of a menude al de bez. But but since there can be a menude al de atzmei, so it's not osatev anoye, so mele the mishpat alosh. And it doesn't make any difference, even though, now according to Harav Rebo Bar Shmuel, so when the Rabbonon say, Chemer Ubin is Bezn, it doesn't mean Davke Bezn HaGodol. It means any Bezn. So then you'll say, after all, most Niduim are pronounced by Bezn, not by the Baldover himself. But it doesn't make any difference. As long as there can be a Minude, who's not Osatev Anoye Famim, so Mimele Yisar Anoye is not implicit in the Mishpat Aloshin of Minude. Yisar Anoye can be implicit in the Mishpat Aloshin of Minude if every Minude, without any exception, is also Tev Anoye from him. So Mimele, it acquires that meaning, Minude. But if there is one type of a Minude, let's say Minude al Yatsme, so that it's not also Tev Anoye from him, even though most Niduim are pronounced by Bezn, it doesn't make any difference. So it's not a necessary incident of Nidu. The fact that it doesn't apply to one type of Minude. So that means that the Yisar Anoye is not a necessary incident. Is not an essential ingredient of Nidu. If it's not an essential ingredient of Nidu, so mele, it doesn't become implicit in the mishpat aloshin of minud. So, but according to Rav Akiva, so Yisar Anoye becomes implicit in the mishpat aloshin of minud. Or, but according to Rabbonon, it's not a necessary Yisar Anoye. Sometimes there is a Yisar Anoye, sometimes there is no Yisar Anoye. So mele, it's not a necessary ingredient of the din nidu. So it doesn't become implicit in the mishpat aloshin of minud aniloch. This is what he says. So umi ukos afarav bo bar shmuel perushov dimor shaminu behediyet dimnu le shenidu bezn osolonis mechosov avu nidu behediyet מותר, ואין יעובדה דהי דיומר משמתינה מניחסי דשאריה רב חיסדה. דשאריה רב חיסדה. Why שאריה רב חיסדה? Because אין הלוכה. Less man לחוש לו דרב עקיבא. But according to רב עקיבא, it would be awesome. ואין דין זה מחמר. דו קיימו לו מפרק ולא מגאוכים, מינודי שיינה ושיינה לי. נזכר ונזכורים ממי, אלמי נחוס אוף אסורים לי. So how can we say that every minute of the person to it's also a to have a new for me? But the Gemara says, Beferesh, the price, minute shene vishene lei, niske av niskori mimei. In other words, so he, one can engage himself as a worker for the minute, and he can engage the minute as his worker. So there is mutual benefit. If one engages another person as a worker, so there is mutual benefit. How can it be niskia viniskoveni me? Alme in the chos of asole. Elavadai chirem shel beznagod l'sham. When chimeru, when the Yoshalme says chimeru in bezn, it doesn't mean a regular bezn. It means beznagod, like Ezra's bezn. Elavadai chirem shel beznagod l'sham. The alim tvei. Now, what can we say on the kashe of the Ram against the Rabbi of Baruch Shmuel? Now, the Gemara The Ram mentions the price of the Svovom at base. But then the Svovom Dalev, the Gemara mentions the distinction between Menudeh and Muchem. Muchem is more homo than Menudeh. Tone Rabbon, Menudeh Sheine Vishene Lei, Niskel Niskor Lei. Muchem Loishene Veloishene Lei, Loiniskel Veloiniskor Lei. אבל שיינה הוא לעצמי שלא יפסיק את לימודי ואיסה להיכנס חנוס קטנו בשביל פרנס עושה. So, minute, so without any limit, he's allowed to work for others and others are allowed to work for him without any limitation whatsoever. He can do business, I mean, but not only חנוס קטנו, but even חנוס די לא big business he can carry on. מוכם, So the Aloch is Loi Sheine Veloi Sheine Lei Loi Niskia Veloi Niskor Lei Avol Sheine Ula Atzmei Shol Yavtik Es Limudei Ve'eisa Lei Hanus Tano Bishu Panasos In other words, if Imuche cannot work for others and others cannot work for him, he cannot do any business, so he won't be able to live. So there is a special heter for him to carry on small business to the extent that it is necessary to make a living. Hanus Tano. Not big business. Now, so what does it mean? Now, if someone were to ask the question, is imuchem, now, minute is certainly mutabanoi. How about imuchem? Some would say, imuchem is also banoi. Why? Because loiniskel veloiniskorim imei. But you couldn't say that he's also banoi. Because when someone is also banoi, let's say if somebody lasad anoi from people, will he be allowed to maintain a small store? He's not allowed to do even small business. So here, the Gemara is matir, even a muchem, to keep a small store. So obviously, there is no iser anoye as such. If there had been an iser anoye in respect to a muchem, so there wouldn't be any heter of chanus tana. So, but chanus deilo itzosia. Niskav niskomle itzosa. The answer is, there is no Isar Anoi. There is no real Isar Anoi as such, by either Menudeh or by Muchem. But what's the Halishem of a Menudeh or a Muchem? Muchem is a more serious form of Nidu. But it's the same thing, you see. So, what's the common Halishem of a Menudeh and a Muchem? The common Halishem of a Menudeh Omuchem is expressed in the Posik in Ezra. V'hu yibodeil mikal agoy. So the isolation. In other words, a minute al pedin is isolated from the community. So Mimele, since he's isolated from the community, so no one is allowed to stand in his daladamis. If everybody would stand in his daladamis, how is he isolated? I mean, so then the isolation would be on a theoretical level. In what way would he be isolated? So the isolation manifests itself in the iser of standing in one's daladamis. But we see that there are certain exceptions. Most Rishonim say that at least his wife is allowed to stand in his daladamis. At least his wife. There is one shita that even his wife is not allowed. And many Rishonim say that his children are allowed to stand in daladamis. And many Rishonim say not only his children, all the neighbors, let's say, he has some other people in the house who stay in his house all the time. So even they are allowed to stay in his house. So the question is, Monefsher, if it's an Isa to stand in Daladames, why is there an exception in regard to his wife? All right, his wife, so many Rishonim say, because Ishtik Gufi. So it's like oneself standing in his own Daladames. But why about the children and the bais? So it's not just a concession that the Chachomim made to the Menudeh in order that he should be able to function. No, because the essential Yisrael is that the essential thing in Menudeh is that he should be isolated from the community. So there are certain things that negate isolation. If everybody would be allowed to stand in his Aladames, then he wouldn't be isolated. So because of that, it's also to stand in his Aladames. So, but the commingling of certain people, his wife or the children, the neighbors, so does not negate isolation. As long as the commingling is allowed only for a limited group, his wife, his children, the neighbors, so that is not inconsistent with isolation. But the main thing is yibodel mikal agel, being isolated. So memele, when a muchem is oser to be niskeh v'niskor nimei, so it doesn't mean that there is a real isranoye, the same kind of isranoye that we have when a person asas dan. So then, every little anoy is oser. He cannot sell, he cannot do anything. So the Mishneh Nidorim discusses the case of somebody who asad anoye and he has to live, so what should he do? So he has to be mafkir deichu, the kicker of bread, and he has to put it on the cellar, on the rack, and then the muder anoye will be zeiche, that kicker. I mean, you can't just buy a loaf of bread if there is oser anoye. So any business involves anoye. So the fact that even a muchem is allowed to maintain a chanus tano indicates that even by muchem there is no iser anoye such. But it's all degrees of isolation. So a muchem is more isolated than a play minute. So mimele by minute, so there is one degree of isolation. By Muchem, there is a higher degree of isolation. But there is no Yisr Anoye such. So Mimele, according to Arav Reb Shmuel Bar Boch, that even a Menudeh, and he doesn't say Davke Muchem, it's also Banoye, he doesn't mean it's mamish the same Yisr Anoye as by Muder Anoye Al Gneda. It's certain kind of Anoyes that are inconsistent with isolation. That kind of anoye is also. Hanoyes, so in other words, yecham kol rechushe, so that means his property is practically confiscated. Because no real substantial hanoye can be derived from his property. Because if a real excessive anoia could be derived from his property, then he wouldn't be isolated from the community. So it's not an iser anoia as such. Certain hanoyes, real hanoye from the nechosim, direct hanoye from the nechosim, a direct hanoye from the nechosim is inconsistent with isolation, with yibodel mikalagel. But indirect hanoyes from the nechosim, like niskel v'niskorim emei, that's an indirect hanoye, it's not a direct hanoye from the nechosim. Let's say, so that is not inconsistent with yibodel mikalagel. So Mimele, there is no kashi. So Inoch Haname, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Baruch, when Rabbi Akiva is chichich lahachmir, so he will not be also banoi in the same way as when he says, Keinim hanos cholai, or Keinim hanos yolech. Then, if Ruvin says, Tushimen, Keinim hanuas nechosai olecho, so then Shimon cannot have any anoye from the nechosi, direct anoye or indirect anoye. Whether it is a minimum anoye that is necessary to make a living, or whatever it is, but in this case, it is the kind of anoye that is also by minute, but minute has its own dory. In other words, so even according to Rav Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Baruch, that a minude is also to have anoye, that it's also to have anoye from a minude, so it doesn't mean that every kind of anoye is also to have from a minude. Only direct anoyes. Yecham kol rechushei, so that means that he cannot, let's say, take away, let's say, the property of the minute. That not. But when the minute sells something and he pays for it, so that would not be also in the hanoye of a minute. Because the iser of hanoye of the iser of having hanoye from a minute is not a regular iser hanoye. That is also a gnol iser hanoye. It is a certain type of hanoye, direct hanoye, that is inconsistent with yibodel mikalagelo, but an indirect anoye, like the anoye of niska v'niskorinime, when a person does work and he gets paid, so that kind of anoye is not inconsistent with yibodel mikalagelo. And the same thing is true of chanus ktana. If it had been a real anoye, so it doesn't make any difference, Chanus Dei or Chanus Tano. But if it's not a regular Yisra Anoye, it's only a special kind of Anoye. A substantial Anoye that is inconsistent with Yibodel Mikalageo. That is Osea. But other Anoye is not Osea. So Inoch Haname, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Reb Baruch, so there is a difference between a Neder of Kenem Hanuas nechosai olecho. So if Ruben says to Shimon, Kinem hanuas nechosai olecho, so then he's also in every kind of anoye. And hanuas nechosin, and the anoye, where one says, minud anoye. All right. Now the Rashi here is very strange. Let's see the Rashi. Minud amiloch kib nude shel osel le'anoise kach el osel le'anis mimcho. So first of all, we see one thing, that Rashi does not agree. Rashi does not agree with the Ram's pshat, because Rashi holds that there is no machlekes between the Yerushalayim and the Babi. Because according to the Ram, so the reason is why Rabbi Akiva answers Minud Aniloch is because Minud has this connotation of Richuk, like Hanido, like Nido. Not because it has the same connotation as the legal denotation of Nido. But Rashi bases it upon the legal denotation of Nida. Kelimar kinude she'osel anisi kach eyosel onis mucho. So in other words, Rashi explains our Gemara in the same way as the Ran explains the Yerushalmis. The Ran explains the Yerushalmis says kinude osa atzmi kinude. But according to our Gemara, it's not osa atzmi kinude. It's richuk, it's mucho kan mucho. But Rashi says no. That the reason is why Rabbi Kiv is chichel hachmir is because osa atzmei kim nude she osa la nisi kach e yosa la onis mucho. So Rashi is like Rabbi Shmuel bar Baruch. Rabbi Kiv is chichel hachmir kodom she mistrachet eilich veilich kach iu lui bole she vados lini malke si mo bar in leike kol kach vada lo yoch mach bin adini mucho di mashma bifeiru she hei min nude loch. The highly vadaily kula alma osa. Shamte any kolkach kinidu. Now you see, now Rashi couldn't explain that the same way as the Ran. Because according to the Ran, so the reason is why. Minudan loch is more homo ali bin rabakime. Then we shamtan loch, because minudan loch, besides the legal denotation of nidu, has another popular meaning, and that means in the sense of richuk. So, mashenkin shante is exclusively used in the legal sense of nidu. But according to Rashi, so minudan loch also is also according to Rabbi Kiva because of the legal denotation of nidu. So why is minudan loch more chomor, according to Rabbi Kiva, v'shamtoch? So he says, shamte eini kol kach kinidu. Shamte eini kol kach kinidu. Now, we saw that the Ravid Shite is just the reverse. The Ravid says, the Rambam Shite is the shamte nidu de tzayin hach. Shamte and nidu de tzayin hach. And the Ravid says, no, there is Nidu and there is Shamte. Nidu means he's just isolated. So no one is allowed to stand in his Daladamas. But Shamte means that Besdin curses him. Curses him. So and that has Nidu also. So the Ravid says the Shamte has two components. It has the Nidu component and it has the element of Klol. But apparently, according to Rashi, it's mashma, shamte eini kol kach kinidu, that shamte, he agrees with the Ravid, the shamte has the element of Klol. But according to the Ravid, it has the element of Klol over and above the element of nidu, of isolation. It seems that Rashi shite is, and that's a big chiddush, that there could be shamte, which just has klole, just klole, without the element of isolation. Now, in the dinim of nidu, there are two kinds of dinim of nidu. One din of nidu is, let's say, one halacha of nidu is, the halacha is the dinim that are incumbent upon others in their relationship with the minute. Let's say, no outside party is allowed to mingle with the minute. He's not allowed to stand in his daladamas. And let's say, and he's not allowed, in case of imuchem, so he's not allowed to engage the minute, or he's not allowed to engage himself to work for the minute. So these are dinim that relate to others in their relationship with the minute. And then the other aloches, dinei aveles, that the minute himself is mechuyev, that the minute himself is mechuyev to observe. Now there is an abaye where the minute is muta bin rasasando. I mean, a minute is certainly osea in tiglachas, is not allowed to shave himself, to take a haircut. And according to an alternative, so is osa bechitze, is osa b'nisiche, is osa a novel dinim, that a novel teichshimo is osa.
But he certainly osea in the aveves of shleishim. In other words, in tiklachas, in tirbeises, to wash his clothes and so on. So, in guilds, to iron his clothes, is osea. So we have to distinguish between the two kinds of isurim that apply to a minute. One is applies to other people in their relationship with the minute. And the other is isurim al aveiros. Isurim al aveiros. So in other words, a minute has a din of an oven. That's one thing. And then there are certain halachot on the contrary. Vis-a-vis a novel, so it's a mitzvah to come and see him and to mingle with him and to menachem him. But vis-a-vis a minute, he is a novel, he has a chaleshe novel, but other people are not allowed to come mingle with him. So it's two separate kind of issue. So apparently, Rashi agrees with the Raivet, but he doesn't have the same shit as the Raivet. The Raivet holds the chamte is more, has the element of klole over and above the element of isolation. But Rashi says, shamte ini kol kach kinidu. But shamte certainly is a loshin klole. So apparently, according to Rashi, there can be shamte without the element of nidu. So what will it have if bezin will be mishamet and not be minade? So then it will mean it will be the element of klole. So we'll have the dinim of aveles, but the iser, he will not be considered as yibodil mikalage, that not. So this is, that appears to be Rashi. Shamte niko kach kinidu. So mimele, because shamte only involves kwole. In its dinim it only involved, of course it involves certain aloches, because since he was he became cooler by Besdin, so Mimele, he has a din of an oven because of the klole that was pronounced by Besdin. But he doesn't have the element of idea.